It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, well, well. They got him to show up to work on a Saturday. Couldn't get me to come in on a Friday. Welcome to the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. Yes, I missed my radio show Friday. Why? Because I spent Friday night hosting Gutfeld right here on the Fox News Channel. It's the highest rated late night show in the world. I would love to have done both, but they don't give you a choice. Like when you're hosting a show that big, they're like, you know, be here at 4 and shut your mouth, Chubbs. So I shut my mouth, but, you know, I got on the set and kept it open, and by all accounts, it seems to have done okay, because I'm still employed. That's the big news. It's Saturday. I am still employed to record the Fox Across America Game Ball, and I know that because they didn't call me after Gutfeld ended last night, and like, you know, you can take the weekend. Do you still have that taxi license, by the way? Anyway, this week's winner, I have to tell you this. I made a joke at the top of the interview I'm about to play you that was such a throwaway, he's going to chuckle, we won't talk about this again for the rest of the interview joke. And Greg Stube, who is a representative from the great state of Florida, who, as you may or may not know, recently fell off his roof when he was doing some home improvements, like busted his sternum, cracked some ribs. I mean, he's going to detail it for you. It's, I mean, serious stuff, like critical condition. They thought he was going to die stuff. And I made a life insurance joke about maybe his wife pushed him off the house to collect the money. Total throwaway joke. You know how I try to like ease people into an interview before we start talking about heavy policy? This dude dove in. Like I literally listened to this at the 5 minute mark and I was like, yo, he is accusing his wife of killing him on the air. Like, this is amazing, or at least trying to. Listen to this interview for me, okay? And tell me, you can message me on Facebook, the Fox Across America Facebook page. You can message me on Twitter at Jimmy Fallon. Seriously, message me. Tell me if you think Stube harbors some suspicion towards his wife. Because one man is clearly joking, and that's me. It's like, your wife tried to kill you. The other man, I got to be honest, there's a lot of passion in what you're about to hear out of him. There's a lot of deep analysis in what you're about to hear out of him. And for that alone, just to bring us down the road of this attempted murder mystery, Greg Stube, come get the game ball.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm assuming you have not landed a home improvement sitcom yet.
No.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. The head's clear. The ligaments that I tore in my neck are a lot better. I wouldn't say they're 100%, but they're a lot better. Mm-hmm. I have like clotting in my lungs, which is why I haven't been able to make it to DC because I'm not cleared to fly till March. Mm-hmm. And then the pelvis is broken and I get a scan on March 1st. So hopefully that has healed by March 1st and I can start doing progressive weight bearing. So right now the plan is to be in DC. We have 2 weeks in March. It's that second week I plan on being up. So wow. I'm excited to get back in the fight, and I appreciate everybody's prayers and everybody reaching out.
Yeah, we all had your back on Twitter. It was just such a shocking, crazy thing. And then I, of course, like my coping mechanism when things go sideways is I usually wind up laughing about them. And I harbor this suspicion when it comes to married people that some of us guys take out too much life insurance and our wives try to do us in. Can you confirm that there was no effort by the other Stubies?
Well, it's funny that you say that because afterwards I was like, well, you know, it's like a $500,000 policy on me. You could have paid off the house. Yeah, there was a few of those conversations that happened.
Yeah, good for you.
He just kind of smiled. And what's interesting is I don't remember what exactly happened. Thankfully, there was a witness, an Amazon driver that saw the whole thing go down. So, and they couldn't find her. We actually have a media room, like a studio in the house that I can do TV hits and radio hits and that sort of thing. Well, when you're in here, it's completely soundproof. You can't hear what's going on outside. So wow. The Amazon driver actually came to the door and tried to get my wife, and she didn't hear it. It wasn't probably 45 minutes mm-hmm. after I had fell. I'm on the way to the hospital before she even knew what was going on.
Oh, my goodness. And by then, she had disposed of the banana peel she placed on the roof.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. This is heavy stuff. Representative Greg Stube is on the phone, not formally accusing his wife of pushing him off the roof, but I got to be honest, danced around a little bit. No, I laugh because I had the same realization as you. When you get married, you start a family. It is really funny that when we were doing like the life insurance thing, and I was like a cab driver at the time, I'm like, I don't see any reason why like mine is like four times as much as yours. It makes you a little suspicious. That's all I'm saying. I don't want you to taint the trial if this thing goes further. Let's talk America. But I'm glad you're hanging in there is what I should say.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Well, good. Well, you're still in better shape than the country. I mean, it's such a mess. I just really quickly, I wanted to talk to you about optics. Okay, Biden's over in Ukraine, and I understand none of us support Putin. We don't want to see him overtake Europe. But we would like some type of definition of what would constitute a victory if we're just going to keep Venmoing money over there. And I think a lot of people at a time when Biden is making them feel like such a priority, feel like back here at home, the optics are terrible because you haven't really seen a lot of love for East Palestine from this administration.
No.
And it's
and what's funny is I can get up a stairs better than President Biden right now, and I have crutches.
I saw that video.
You got the piece of that. But I mean, it shows exactly where this administration's priorities are, and it's not America.
Yeah.
It's not Americans. It's Ukraine. It's a wide open southern border and millions of illegals streaming into our country. It's not the hardworking Americans that are in East Palestine that are literally can't go to their home or drink water because there was a train derailment. And the Secretary of Transportation, it's 40 days now since that's occurred. He hasn't shown up. And what I've seen is a pattern with this administration is if there's enough noise, then eventually they acquiesce to the horribleness of the decisions that they make. So because even CNN and the like is like, well, Mr. President, why haven't you gone to East Palestine? It's like, okay, well, it's an afterthought after Ukraine to go there and visit the Americans that are truly struggling right now, both from a health perspective and being able to get in their homes and all the things that go with what happened there, and ignoring the southern border, ignoring the fact that 100,000 Americans a year are now dying from fentanyl that we know is coming across the southern border. And the most important thing for him is to fly to Ukraine, promise another $500 million, which brings the total amount to like $115 billion that we've given the Ukraine with no plan. Like you said, like, what are we doing? Are we just Venmoing money with no actual plan of what we're doing? Because the Russians aren't going to stop doing what they're doing unless they're just either completely defeated or they're successful in Ukraine. And there's nothing that this administration has put forth that gives you any assurance that there's any plan whatsoever as it relates to foreign affairs, specifically in Ukraine. And people like myself are sick and tired of, like you said, Venmoing money to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars when we've got our own challenges right here in America, and America should come first.
I agree 1,000%. So we're talking to Representative Greg Stube from the great state of Florida. And I think that's the part that's so infuriating is they say if you dare ask questions about this aid to Ukraine, they're like, what are you on, Putin? Side? What are you, Putin puppet? No, that's not the point. It just seems like they're okay with an endless amount of war. And I don't see how that's sustainable, given the amount of money we're spending and given the deterioration of conditions here in America. And anyone who tells you, oh, we can walk and chew gum at the same time, but we're not doing that, you know, when you talk about the border and everything in between. So, you know, it's my hope that enough people have made noise, because you're right. They govern. It's really weird, but they govern to Twitter. Like, they didn't make it down to the border. It took 2 years. Fentanyl was the number one cause of adult death in the country. When they finally saw enough tweets, they made it down to the border. So is that what we're living in now? Are we just is it government by Twitter?
Yeah, it seems as though that's kind of how this administration runs. I mean, they can't just have law and order. They can't follow the laws. They can't just enforce the laws that have already been passed by Congress. And then they blame Congress for what's happening at the southern border, except the fact that they're ignoring the laws that Congress passed decades ago that wouldn't allow for any of this to be happening right now. And then when enough pressure gets put on them on either the Twitterverse or on mainstream media, even when the Democrats are like, well, you know, we have Americans hurting in East Palestine, maybe the president should go, suddenly that changes their overall thinking and scheme, because there's no plan. They have a far left progressive agenda, and that's all they care about. If it's not climate change, or if it's not a wide open southern border and allowing illegals to just flock into our border, and a completely broken foreign affairs policy, then they don't really care until enough pressure is put on them. Like, okay, well, we'll just go do a show of face in East Palestine and just to say that we care about the American people.
It's so funny because now we're being told that Pete Buttigieg is going to finally show up tomorrow because Trump was going today. And apparently Biden is going to FaceTime them from Poland, if he hasn't already in the last hour, to express his support, which is, again, that's not leadership. That's not action. That is very much reaction. Like, it's a scam. And I'm glad you're doing well enough to be able to diagnose this problem, man. You still got it, Stubby. That's all I wanted to say before I let you go. You still got it, champ.
I appreciate it. I can still fight even though I'm standing on crutches.
All right, well, keep doing it. We'll see you back in Washington, man. Be well.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. If you missed last night's Gutfeld, go find it online at foxnews.com. I need the ratings. I'll be back here Monday on America's Newsroom with Bill and Dana, on the radio with you, and of course on the Sean Hannity Show Monday night. Until then, have the happiest weekend allowable by law.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.